I'm Risa Jill Miller, and you're listening to Chew on This, the AVMA's podcast series on food safety. For many of us, the warm temperatures and sunshine of summer are too good to pass up, and we spend more and more time outdoors, relaxing, playing, exercising, or cooking. So as we move food preparation out of the kitchen and onto the grill, how can we ensure the food we eat is safe? Joining me now to talk about food safety while grilling is Kathy Bernard, Technical Information Specialist with the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline. Kathy, welcome to the podcast. Let's start with grilling, or more specifically, the grill. How do we make sure it's safe and clean and won't contaminate our food?
You need to make sure to get the grill nice and hot and let it burn for about 10 minutes to burn off any leftover bits of food. Then you can take a utensil, I like to use a spatula, and then just scrape off any of the ashes that you get from having incinerated off the food pieces.
Do you have advice on safely preparing food for the grill?
Yes, we do. First of all, if you have frozen meat, you'll want to thaw it completely before grilling. This allows it to cook more evenly. Also, you should store your meat and poultry in the refrigerator or your cooler if you're at a picnic before you grill it. If you plan to marinate your food before grilling, make sure to do it in the refrigerator, not on the counter. Poultry, you can marinate poultry up to 2 days in the refrigerator. Beef, veal, pork, and lamb, roast steaks, and chops can be marinated up to 5 days in the refrigerator. If you plan to use the marinade as a sauce on the cooked food, you could either reserve a portion of it, you know, before you put the food in the marinade so you have a sauce that has not had the meat and poultry in it, or if you haven't reserved any, you can bring the marinade up to a boil, and then you can use it to baste your meat and poultry on the grill.
How do we know the food on the grill has been cooked thoroughly?
You need to use a food thermometer. You need to cook all raw beef, pork, lamb, and veal, steaks, roasts, and chops to a minimum internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit as measured with the food thermometer before removing it from the heat source. So you're going to want to make sure that that meat is safe with your thermometer. For safety and quality, allow that meat to rest for at least 3 minutes before carving or consuming. So once it's reached your 145 and you've got it on your plate, let it stand for that 3 minutes. That completes the cooking process. Raw ground meats like beef, pork, veal, and lamb need to be cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit, also as measured with your thermometer. All poultry, whether it's raw or ground, any piece should reach the internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit as measured with a thermometer. You don't need to have a hold time, just the 165 is fine with that.
What about after the food has been cooked? How do you make sure the food stays safe to eat?
After you've cooked meat or poultry on the grill, you should keep it hot until it's served at 140 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer. You can do this by setting the cooked meat or poultry aside on the grill so it stays hot before you serve it. That way it doesn't overcook. It's not on the direct over the direct coals or where the hottest part of the grill is. If you're at home, you can put, before you serve it, you can cook the meat and poultry that's cooked in an oven that you've set at approximately 200 degrees. That'll keep it just at that 140-degree mark and keep it safe. You can use a chafing dish or a slow cooker or a warming tray, whatever you may have. Or you can, you know, just serve it right away, you know, from the grill. Also, when you're serving the food, if you're putting it on a platter, make sure you use a clean one. Don't put any cooked food on the same platter that held the raw meat or poultry before you put it on the grill, because if there was any harmful bacteria in the raw meat or poultry, it would just be transferred to your cooked food. If you have leftovers from your picnic, you should refrigerate them promptly in shallow containers if you can, and certainly discard any food that's been left out for more than 2 hours, and discard food that's been out more than 1 hour if the weather is more than 90 degrees.
Is it true that grilling poses a cancer risk?
Grilled food is safe. It's the charring that can happen that you need to avoid. It's that black, ashy layer that may contain the risk-increasing chemicals. Some studies suggest that there may be a cancer risk related to eating food that's been charred by high heat cooking techniques, such as grilling, frying, or broiling. To prevent the charring, make sure you trim off, you know, any visible fat from your meat that might cause a flare-up if it melts and drops into the coals. And then you could also, if you're at home and not at a picnic, you could pre-cook your meat in a microwave and do that immediately before placing it on the grill, because that helps to release some of the juices that could drop onto the coals. Another thing you can do is cook the food in the center of the grill so it's not over the hottest part of the coals or the grill grates, and that'll help cook it at a little bit lower temperature. And so if it does drip, it's not dripping right onto those hot coals. It's under the meat that might cause it to char. Also, if you do get some of the charred areas on your meat, trim it off. You know, take a knife and cut it off. You know, that way you can keep safe and still enjoy your grill.
Any final thoughts?
What I'd like to remind listeners or let them know is that if they have food safety questions, they can ask Karen, our virtual representative, available 24 hours a day, and that you can go to askkaren.gov. That's askkaren.gov. Or you can chat live with Ask Karen Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, the USDA has a meat and poultry hotline. It's also available to answer food safety questions toll-free at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. And that's also Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Kathy, thanks so much for speaking with us today. To learn more about the important role veterinarians play in food safety, visit keepourfoodsafe.org. For Chew on This, I'm Risa Jill Miller. Thanks for listening and have a great day.